Hi guys, this is me before the podcast. Well, post podcast. Everyone say hi to Banny. Pikachu Banny, look. Pikachu Banny. The podcast you're about to watch is a little different, I'll be honest. You will find out why in due time. Bear with us until we're able to talk more about it. Next podcast is going to be a lot better because we will have Grunk back. He's finally coming back from his trip, and we'll have a lot more to talk about. But yeah, I just wanted to say sorry for maybe what you might watch. But that being said, enjoy the podcast. Make sure you guys use code GROUP for 10% off. And yeah, that's all.
Yeah. He leans back. He's on DoorDash. He's like, all right, I got to pee. That's what he said.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast. Now we have a little bit of a unusual situation kind of going on here.
Y'all haven't seen anything like this before.
Y'all never seen anything like this before right here. You know, we got a little experimental with it. We're getting a little Pink Floyd with it, huh? Are you dead?
No,
you're being obstructive to a podcast.
Oh no! Damn. Oh no, the podcast where we're chained together is having chains.
For the listeners at home, we are in the same room. We are also
chained together.
We got pretty bored, you know? We got pretty bored, I'd say.
Okay, and, Isaac is stimming out right now, like OD. So.
Yeah, because he's never on the camera. Yeah, which, yeah, by the way, audio listeners, he's on the camera right now, too.
Yep, there he is. You can see him.
There it is. And
he doesn't even know what to do with himself.
Yeah, dude, you're stimming the hell out.
He's losing his mind.
Another some unfortunate news is we don't have our dearest boy Grunkabold the Third. He's currently in, I don't know if he's in Germany now. He was all over the place. He was going to Norway,
Sweden, I think.
He traveled.
I believe he's in Copenhagen.
He's in Copenhagen. Yeah, he's in Copenhagen. So I think it's in Norway. I don't know.
I don't know.
But he was in Germany. He was in Hamburger.
Hamburger.
And now he's in Copenhagen. So everybody, let's pray for our boy Grunk, because you never know what can happen to the boy.
Hey, pray.
Last time he messaged the group chat, he said that he didn't know what hotel he was in and he didn't know what he was doing and that he was lost. So we're going to hope and see that he'll be okay.
We miss him every day.
Do you mind? We're on a podcast where we're supposed to be audio friendly.
Audio friendly. I don't hear audio friendly. I hear audio jungle.
I hear audio jungle too. This feels, you know what this feels like? This feels like a GTA radio show host. And this is like, you guys are the DJs. We're the callers.
We'll be the DJs.
Okay.
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 Okay. That
was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're supposed to, I'm the beat. You're the fucking DJ.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's good, Group Chat Podcast? Today we're joined with all of our handcuffs, callers. We're taking callers. Where's our callers? Caller number one just called in.
Go ahead, caller number one. Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
Yeah,
hey, we're big fans of the show.
Big fans. I'm
so glad.
Yeah, big fans.
From Phoenix, Arizona.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you're from the PA. No, that's Philadelphia. Sorry. We're first time callers.
No, it's
nervous.
Okay. Yeah. All right. How you guys liking the mix?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's great.
Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you guys happen to receive pizza recently?
No. Why?
Unfortunate. Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. Hey, wait, don't hang up yet because
we're going to be taking our next caller here right now. Caller number two, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And how are you liking the show?
We're so high right now. We're so unbelievably high.
We are baked out of our minds, dude.
Fantastic. You guys are the funniest thing at this time.
You put on
2 p.m.
Put on Lil Yachty for my 2 p.m.
Put on Lil Yachty, please. Can you play Broccoli?
Broccoli.
Yeah, Broccoli by Dram with Dram is coming on right now. That's next up.
You guys are the goats forever.
Hey, listen, thank you guys for calling in. I'm hanging up now.
Nope.
Love you.
Hey, listen, this radio show has been sponsored by Gamersubs. Make sure to use code GROUP 10% off.
I ain't be getting high.
We love getting high. Maybe a little bit.
When I drink Gamersubs,
for me.
And
it's for you.
Don't ever cry.
Oh, guys, we're handcuffed together.
We are completely handcuffed.
Yeah.
And we're in the same setup.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You might be wondering.
How are you guys liking Tanner's room right now, by the way?
You guys like
it? It looks like it's the red moon right now.
Yeah, it's really bright in here, but it's cool. Oh. It's very cold. I will say, Tanner, it's very cold.
Yeah, sometimes I don't like going in there because of how cold it gets.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, AC why don't you, blasts. AC just
why don't
blasts
you just close
me.
It?
I mean, I could.
Okay.
What? I mean, I could.
I mean, you like, could, yeah.
But like that means I'm going to have to keep opening it, and I can't reach it. I got to stand on a stool. You see, that's just too much shit.
You just got to do that once.
Yeah, but what if I want to open it again?
What? Can one of y'all do Isaac, can you do it?
What?
Not now. Don't do it now, dude. You're going to
do what?
You're going to rip his arm off.
Do what?
Close the AC thingy.
It's blowing right on me right now. My nipples are as hard as diamond colors.
Can you prove? Can
I'll
you
take
prove?
Care of that, Pookie. Don't worry.
Dude, please don't.
No, no, no.
Oh, they got to get up.
Oh,
again.
No, no. Ah,
they already hated. They
look
hated.
At that. Dude, I can tell y'all. Nick's tired of them.
Bro. Bro, I don't want to talk too much about it because it's not the point of it. But like, dude, being handcuffed to Isaac all day today has been
a blessing.
A blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it's been my favorite activity on the group ever.
Really? Isaac, what do you think about that?
Huh? It's like bonding.
I love being handcuffed to my friend, but apparently my friend doesn't fuck with me anymore.
Ooh. Yeah, I low key, if you were to go and watch the video versus this podcast, I low key switched up right on this podcast. I was having fun.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Are you?
I was the one who
no?
wasn't having fun. I didn't have any fun.
Yeah, it was really me that was having a lot of fun. But dude, climbing in and out of a car as a grown ass man, climbing over the freaking console,
Getting your footprints everywhere.
Yeah, stepping all over the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dude, we hit a workout today. Right, I'm not gonna talk more about it. Damn, those are loud. What are you doing?
Look, it looks like I have a stomach.
Oh, it does look like you have a stomach. Right there. Look at that.
We got like the super awesome fuzzy ones.
I want to ask you guys real quick. It has now been about a week now since the New Year's resolution, and have y'all broken or kept up with it? Because I can tell y'all right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude.
I already broke
yeah.
mine low key.
Oh, but that's fine. You start today.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay. Then I'm right? all right.
We can't just say that.
Haven't DoorDash in 4-5 days.
There you go, dude.
Yeah. I've been working out.
I haven't DoorDash in a long time.
Really?
You DoorDash yesterday. You DoorDash yesterday to the house, to this house.
Dude, that's because, okay, I didn't have salmon, so I had to order some salmon.
So he DoorDash salmon, which is like a win-lose.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah, he broke his
out.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, because, dude, I'm convinced that tweet that I saw is about DoorDash.
What?
What
tweet? The tweet that we saw about DoorDash, where that person was sitting there and they were like,
the CEO came out and said no.
Oh, never mind. Okay, sorry.
That was some hardcore vague posting, dude. I don't even know what you said there.
You guys don't remember that? Okay, there was a post that went out on Twitter. There was a post that went out on Twitter, and the person was like, yeah, I'm on the public library writing this on a burner account. I don't really care. Sue me, I guess. But yeah, long story short, we're treating our people like shit. The DoorDashers like shit. Well, they didn't say DoorDasher. They said Dashers? What'd they say? Drivers?
Human assets.
Human, they did use the term human assets.
Human assets.
My lord.
Yes, that's what they called them.
Yeah, there's some company that's unnamed. Apparently DoorDash came out and said that wasn't them. So
I see.
I guess guess it wasn't them.
And it was crazy because like they were talking about like the science and the gamification. Gamification. Like they make it a game for the human assets, for the delivery drivers. Gamify
like
their
quest,
experience.
Side quest,
mission.
Like fun
the
to
way,
keep doing it.
The way that they said it was like, if there was a DoorDash driver that they see will accept a $2, not DoorDash, I can't stop saying DoorDash. If there was a driver that they saw that would accept a $2 tip, then that shows that they're more willing to work, right?
A lot. So
it's like, why?
We should write that down.
The people that deliver food. I was going to say Dash. That deliver food. Some people do it the like a high priority order and they'll do it for $15. Yeah. Let's say you see a $15 order. You're like, boom, I want that.
Boom.
There are other people that are like, they're always doing it all the time, constantly. And they, you know, it's less and less money because it's like $6 here, $2, $8, whatever. And DoorDash will purposely give the people.
Not DoorDash.
Not DoorDash. Sorry. I don't know who.
I think we all know, huh? I think we all know.
Hey,
listen,
they're
I'm playing.
They're like their MO about it is they'll give the people that accept all these orders, way more common, more orders that are worth less money. Because if they do it for $6, why would they pay them $15? That's exactly what they said.
Speaking of DoorDash, I look like Matt Stoney.
It is evil.
You do look like Matt Stoney right now.
Don't I look like Matt Stoney?
That's too. Yeah, you can throw some. You can throw some hot dogs down your throat, man.
Yeah, I want to see.
Do you? Are you okay?
Dude,
are you okay? Dude, we're on a podcast.
Look, okay, that's the difference between me moving the chair and you yelling at me. Who's really on the podcast,
dude?
It's like a big, big blue.
Can you guys hear him doing that shit?
Oh, I can hear that.
I can hear it. I can hear
it. Oh yeah.
Okay, let's just keep doing it. Yeah, let's just keep doing that.
I'm gonna be real. There's two of us around one mic. It's gonna be shitty either way.
I feel like you guys just argued all day.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it was.
Exactly what we did,
bro. Dude, it's been bad. We have to walk on the same treadmill.
Let me ask you this: we're now the therapist cast.
Okay.
Why?
Why what?
Why must you both argue?
Why must you cry?
Why must you cry? Why mustn't you find a resolve?
Why must you
wait? I'm gonna say it, Isaac. Isaac is really hard to please. There, I'll say it.
Nick's fucking impossible.
Isaac's really hard to please. Isaac has a way of being, and he serves no other.
The Willie. He will not allow any other thing. That airs today. It's
no,
just the Willie
show. No Willie
show.
No Willie show.
There's no room. There's no room.
Last night we jokingly roleplayed that Isaac was my girlfriend that I was being toted around with, my Russian girlfriend, and I was like the fat chud rich boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it is that Isaac, I'm the fat chud loser rich boyfriend, and you're my trophy wife.
Yeah, I'm here against my will.
Wow.
Dude, we call each other the Amoeba Sisters.
The Amoeba Sisters! Y'all know who the Amoeba Sisters are?
Y'all know?
No. No.
Dude, come on. It's science class. Like like when the teacher was like, all right, it's a free day. Let's put on some Amoeba Sisters, have a good time. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be Amoeba Sisters showing you how to do. We're amoebas. We're like the nucleus.
Yeah. We're the joyous nucleus.
Spell amoeba.
A-M-O-E-B-E. Fuck. Yeah, no, you might be right. Might be I-E.
Amoeba.
We both were
wrong. Amoebo.
Amoebo. Amoebo.
A M E A B A
E
A M E Amoeba.
It's A M O E.
Oh yeah, A M O E B A.
Why'd you ask them to spell it if you can't?
I asked how they spelt it because I don't know how to spell it.
Oh, you're, okay. So you can.
Y'all know how to spell onomatopoeia?
Yeah, L N O M M M. Whatever the fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, Tanner can spell onomatopoeia, and that's really about it.
Spell it.
Oh really?
O N O M A T O P O E I A.
Wow.
Wow. Dude, I remember in middle school trying to spell Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
That's how I spell onomatopoeia because it's like the same tone. O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Whoa, what the hell?
See, that's in my head. That's in my head.
You're spelling B. Savant.
I'm a spelling B.
You're Theo Vaughn. You're Theo Vaughn.
It's like.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yep.
You know, now that Isaac's on the camera again since the IRL podcast, what do you do when you are not on?
It is true. Like,
you want to know?
Yeah, I do want to know. I'm really curious to know what you do.
About what I do? Okay, so I sit there with my headphones on, right? And sometimes when you guys talk, I just kind of like go like this.
Oh,
close your eyes a little bit.
No, you twist hair. Your hair, your curly hair.
Yeah.
That's all you do. You don't even lean forward for conversation. Like you don't try to.
No, I lean forward. Yeah, if I'm engaging, I'm like.
Actually, I fucking disagree. Like that.
Okay.
But not today.
A lot that goes into it.
A lot that goes.
Yeah, a lot.
How are you finding my temperature in my room?
It's like warm. It's like lukewarm. It's like bath water in here.
Yeah. I'll be pissing in that corner over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I love pissing a little bit.
The chemistry is so good. We suck.
Dude, we're just sitting here listening. What? Uh-huh. What do you mean? It sucks. Why are you so judgmental of ourselves?
I'm not judgmental of what?
How did this happen? How?
What? See what I'm saying? He's being so negative, dude.
Dude.
The whole day.
This is bonding.
You guys are bonding. My door is open, but Isaac's door is shut. You know what it is? Isaac's door is shut and locked, and he only comes out when he wants to grab something from the fridge, and he comes back. And my door has been open this whole time. You guys go back and forth.
My door has been open this whole time.
It has been. Isaac's been very, very difficult to be handcuffed to all day.
I've been very good.
The only good thing that we had going today was the workout.
Ooh, dude, we were kind of like,
what'd you guys do? Oh, no, don't tell me what you guys did.
I was going to say,
give me a hint.
We could choose right now to be like, we could talk about with the video and what we've done so far,
or we could just leave it a secret.
Yeah, nah, I'm actually
no. I don't think so.
No. Yeah, we had fun.
But I will say that since when, in a world where social media was super popular, that all these places don't want you to fucking record, like at all.
Well, no, that it makes sense. I mean, well, the more it happens, the more that people do bad.
They get
shit,
strict,
and then it gets like you know we don't want people to come
like,
in, and
you can't forget the people that like to break shit and like just be rowdy on camera.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get. That I get that
we didn't do that. We never have, never will.
Dude, yeah, all I wanted to do
you
is
you walked around faceless, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you do look like the person that would do that.
Opposite of faceless, you just look like a menace. You kind of look like you're like a brat, like a.
Oh, you look like a brat.
I'm the guy from 4chan that breaks shit in the store, and you walk around, you break shit in the store, and it's like you know that's you. So
what's
I mean,
up?
I don't know.
4chan breaks it all.
I'm breaking it all. Donate $2, and every $2 is 2 employees that I bothered.
Yeah, the TTS is like all like really horrible slurs, and they're all shooting on kick.
The worst.
Yeah, dude, you got like, to top it all off, you have to go to an Asian country and harass people. That's what you do. Yeah,
that's
like,
what I do.
Like Johnny, that's what you have to do to like really fit it. Joey Smalley or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Joey Smalley.
No, it's not Joey. I don't think
Joey Smalley.
Joey's the nicest like guy ever in the world.
His name was like Tommy Salami or something stupid, bro. I swear.
Toppity sloppity.
It was something so dumb.
Yeah. Johnny, I'm pretty sure it's Johnny or no.
Johnny Somali.
You said Johnny.
Johnny Somali's in jail.
Yeah, he was in jail. That's what happens. I mean, that's what fucking happens. So it's just the reputation is down. So that's why it's like if even now with more rampant social media, I think the only person who can get away with it is probably Speed. That's about it right now.
But everyone, he's like respectful about it, I feel like.
He's chill. He's representing what he's doing. So it's like they would want, you know?
He embraces their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't mock it.
All right, so give me one thing you guys have learned about being handcuffed to each other that you didn't know.
Tanner has a really strange morning. I guess, dude. Yeah, keeps I don't going. Know. Yeah, you have a really odd. I'm a very simple guy, you know. I'm pretty straightforward with my stuff, but I don't know. Like, I never hear for the amount of stuff that you do. I don't hear any moving, rumbling above my room because you sleep right above me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You're kind of quiet on your feet.
I do. No, that's just like me though. Like, I walk quietly. I scare Isaac sometimes when I walk because he doesn't even know I'm coming.
I know how to answer that.
I have
question.
Light feet.
Horrific shits.
Oh,
wow.
I took an actual horrific shit like an hour.
Wait, with Larry?
It's horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay. So we walked into the bathroom today and there were two urinals perfectly right next to each other. The other one was out of order, but it was like, it was almost right the most perfect situation.
Let's recreate it.
You want to recreate it? Are you for real?
Oh my God.
Yeah. We're on video. For crying out loud, online, awesome. Everyone doesn't get fun sometimes.
Oh,
get a little fun once in a while.
You have to turn around. You have to go over here.
Okay. Audio listeners, let me guide you through this real quick.
They're pretending
to
stand
over the camera. They're pretending to be
in the bathroom right now or recreating a bathroom scene.
How about their POV? How about POV? They are. No, POV, they are the urinal.
What?
POV, they are the urinal.
Whoa, don't flash nothing now.
No, we're not going to flash nothing.
We ain't trying to see no Willy now.
What are you doing? POV. Turn this way.
But I wasn't. All
right. No, you just want to show us your freaking penis head.
Like this. The wall was right here and our hands were up here. All
right.
Bring it up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm peeing.
And I was like, wow, dude, you got a solid stream.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God over there. Wow, that's great, man. Awesome meat. Yeah.
And they're like, people were just kicking us out, bro.
Yeah, and I was like, dude.
People were just kicking us out.
And then I was like, that was probably the first time I've ever peed next to a guy in a urinal, like ever.
What? You don't, like, if there's a stranger peeing, you don't go right next to him?
Hell no.
What?
I don't want that guy to pee over the stream. Dude, no, that's like, to look at my family jewels.
I want him to look because it's like, yeah, this is what I'm freaking packing. And then he's like, all right, you know what? I respect it. And
that's fair.
You just take over the whole urinal wall. Like, you're
the
king.
Wall?
The whole wall.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
It was cute because Isaac's was like really short and mine was really tall. So I was like, oh, if only we were on the opposite wrists, it would have been the most perfect thing ever.
Okay, yeah. You're talking about the urinals?
No, yeah, you thought that we were talking about our dicks.
I didn't say that.
No, I thought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
No, we're thinking about the urinals. That was pretty funny.
the urinals.
The unibrows.
The unibrows.
Dude, I gotta say, Grunk, so this is like Grunk's second sort of like spontaneous trip out to Europe. It has inspired me, and I do want to do that at some point as well. I'll join him in one of his spontaneous trips around and see what's going on. It does scare me a bit, though, because that boy I know like does not really coordinate too hardcore, so he kind of just...
He kind of just like plays by ear. Nonstop.
Yeah, literally plays by like a
we
really
talk about
tiny
the
ear.
Only thing we know about the trip that he had happen to him.
You said what?
The first time he got there, like the first night.
Oh, yeah. Trying to figure out like a whole
thing. He posted on his Instagram story about it.
Yeah, we could just talk about it. He flew over there.
Uh-huh.
Plans fell through, I think, with someone. So he tweeted. He didn't tweet. He put on a story. He was like...
Anybody Does anyone in Amsterdam have a house I could stay in?
Okay. Yeah.
And that was it. And I called him. I was like, bro, are you like homeless in a third?
I actually thought like he just had nowhere to go. Like he was just stuck on the street.
And he really didn't until another hotel came in clutch.
No, they did come in clutch. They got a hotel.
Oh. He was out by himself, dude.
In the cold. In the cold
Mitchell.
Dark.
No, yeah, he was with Pulse Fire Mitchell.
Careful now. That's Tanner's room. Don't break nothing.
Yeah, be careful now.
Don't break nothing now.
Dude, the amount of water bottles and cans and everything that Tanner's left in my car, I can get back one time at him.
What?
What the fuck?
I haven't left a single thing in your car.
Bullshit.
I've literally never littered. I've always grabbed shit.
That one jerky, that one beef jerky bag that stayed in the back seat of my car for a long time.
Yeah,
because
it was
time.
In the bag. It was literally in the grocery bag and it fell out. Yes, it was. Empty. I put it back in the bag. I ate it and I put it back in the grocery bag and it must have fallen out. Once.
Oh, so why don't you clean it up?
Because I didn't really want to.
What's your problem?
Well, because I saw it was Tanner's and I was like, all right, that's fine. Okay, I guess.
You throw it out for him.
You're right. I should have done that.
Yeah, when you guys. What do you guys think about when you guys love me, huh?
Oh,
when you guys love me,
okay. I've always loved you.
It's okay. It's okay.
I love these handcuffs. I love them. This is crazy.
Us.
I didn't want to talk about these fucking handcuffs at all. I didn't want to mention them. I didn't want to acknowledge them. I wanted everyone on the podcast to be like, "What the hell's going on?" But dude, it is so impossible.
Yeah, it's like we're right next to each other.
Yeah, like when I got to push my booger.
Yeah, it's like.
Fine if they can see it, but I didn't want to talk about it, and it's so hard not to.
I know, but you just got to start doing things in unison.
It's like if you have like a knife in your head, you're like, no, I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to be like, what's going on? Why is there a knife in his head? But then you're like slowly bleeding, so you're just like, over time, like, knife. Like, yeah, it's like squirting everywhere. It's like at some point, you know, you can bring it up.
I'm trying not to talk about our experience today. My wrist hurts so bad.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
So bad.
I just spilled water on myself.
Like, wait, hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. The wrists are definitely not too happy today, but that's okay.
Dude, I'm sore from yesterday's workout. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can talk about that because, you know, answering Larry's question, Larry had asked if anyone had stuck through with their, New Year's resolutions. Yes. So, I did cancel my Dash Pass. I lucked out, though. It lasts until July. So I have until July to use it, right? But I'm not going to unless I really...
July is when you lock in. July is when you're ready to go.
So wait, you have till July. You could technically break...
Wait. Your New Year's resolution was canceling an annual subscription to DoorDash that renews in July, 6 months. It's halfway through the year.
Bro, listen.
And not using DoorDash.
Small step for mankind.
It is small step. No, it is small step. Hey, what else can he do? Like, he didn't know this was his resolution. It was like last minute. It was the last minute.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know back in July I was going to give up DoorDash 6 months from then.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
Maybe I'll give up. Nah, I'll renew another year. Yeah.
Just in case.
That's
just in
six case. Months, 6 months ago, me problem.
Dude, that's so fucking stupid.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I canceled it and I was like, oh, okay. No, at first I tried canceling it and it wouldn't let me cancel. I was tapping the cancel button. This sounds fake, but I was tapping the cancel button and nothing happened.
Right.
But if I press pause membership, it would allow me to. So I was like, oh, let me update my app. And I updated my app and then it let me cancel it. And then it said, okay, well, you have until July whatever to use Dash Pass for $0 off. Well, I'm trying not to.
but that's not a no.
No, no, I'm trying
so
not
to. So what
I'm
hearing is this is the equivalent of saying, I'm not going to be drinking any more diet soda, but you have an entire pallet of diet soda in your garage.
Finish off.
And it'd just be like, well, I have to finish it.
Question. Did you delete the app?
Yeah, what about that?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, okay, but listen, I think I only use DoorDash in emergency cases.
So then does that mean you're going to keep it even past July?
No. No.
Okay.
So okay,
right
so,
now you're only using it as an emergency.
So it's emergency only use, right. And I have food.
Okay.
So I have like food at home that I went food shopping. So
okay.
Good.
I broke
the cycle. I went food shopping and we're good on that.
Okay.
And then also Tanner, we went to private trainer for the first time.
Absolutely, baby. Yeah. Little New Year resolution.
I got my ass worked in.
Dude, Tanner got his asshole eaten out.
Like
dude.
Absolutely
crazy.
Just
yep. Okay. And just, I had to watch it.
Yeah, they had their way with me. And I don't think I've ever like worked out that hard in my entire life.
I'm sorry, but like everything you just said there, what would the trainer think about what you just said?
Oh, he loved it. He'd eat it up. He'd eat it out.
Dude, I was in the group chat with Tanner, and I'm just going to read the exact message that Tanner said.
Yeah, I was going to say, because like I feel like he would not be the fondest about what you just said right there.
No, he loved it. I'm pretty sure he loves me.
Does he watch, he probably doesn't.
No, he does not. Okay. No.
Okay. He doesn't give a shit.
Okay, very cool. Very cool.
All he wants to do is work out and just be fucking awesome.
Okay.
So.
My dream.
So, I said... I said, he's prepared, sensei. And then Tanner said, okay. I'm ready for pain. I'm ready to puke. I'm ready to bleed. And our trainer responded, oh, haha, all right, calm down. Get your boy.
Like, what? Does he not want me hyped up?
All right, calm down. Get your boy.
Whoa.
He's off the chain. Sorry about that. It happens.
This guy was described to us as like,
that's what I said,
a super evil, like, no, you're not doing nothing. You're going to respect me or respect this workout hustle. Like an authoritative figure that should not be.
Is that how I described him, Tanner?
Kind of.
Yeah. But he's like chill though. He's like a chill one.
Wow. That somehow didn't get translated to us at all.
But like, dude, I burned like 800 calories for his workout he made me do. And then he had me do 10K steps, which I hit. And I did like, it was like 700 calories burned also. And
right.
I was
I'm
so
telling
tired
you, bro, that's like, that's how it was for me. I was burning like 1300 calories a day almost. Mm-hmm. And well, the Apple Watch, like all those watches are little, I'm going to be honest, they're not the most accurate, but like they still give you like a pretty fair shot nice at like gauge. What you can expect. Yeah. And they can read your heart rate and stuff.
Yeah.
So
you put your weight it was, in, it'll just kind of like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So Tanner was, Tanner was fucking heaving at one point, bro.
Dude, my heart rate was 183 after the workout.
Damn. All my friends are here and stay get slow. Damn, that's crazy, dude. Saying? And then tomorrow y'all run it again.
Hear that, boy?
Yeah, tomorrow we run it again, Willie.
Tomorrow y'all run it again.
We do this twice a week for 4 weeks, and we see how Tanner does.
You are such a fuck.
Me?
You know what? It's in a way as well. Like I got a low key also change the kind of food that I have around you as well. Because right now I have a lot of bad food around you. I'm not gonna lie. This whole
I just
house,
don't look at it.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. And I try not to show you because it's again right now I'm eating like gabagool. It's very bad. It's very no. So I'm not trying to have any sort of devil on your shoulders sort of moments where I'm like,
dude,
a floating
shut
devil.
Up. You had a Reese's peanut butter cup in front
of
me yesterday.
I know. And then I realized it, and then I regretted it.
Don't worry. I was just like.
Yeah, and I had asked Tanner to pass me the Reese's cup thing, and then I realized I asked the worst person, and then I was like, oh man, I'm doing it in front of him too, and I'm like, oh okay, whatever, I'm not doing that ever again.
Moments before that, he was like, I'm really hungry, man, but I don't want to eat because like I don't want to have a pizza. I don't want a pizza and like drive Tanner up a wall. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
it's just like low key respectful, and then you open a Reese's peanut butter cup around.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was evil as hell, bro. I can't lie. But like for me, my goal, I've set my new goal.
Yeah,
and I've told myself a Reese's peanut butter cup will not get me to that goal, and okay. So I say I cannot have that.
Okay.
You know, maybe maybe every once in a while I can have like maybe a Snicker bar, but like a small one, like a small little tiny one.
A small baby one.
A small, like the little nuggets, you know what I'm saying? But, awesome. But I will say that, yeah, my goal is 195 by April 1st.
Okay.
April 1st?
April 1st.
Damn.
That gives me 3 months.
Yeah, what do you weigh now?
Nice.
I weigh 230.
Good boy.
You're 230?
I'm telling you, I wear my weight very well. I'm just a dense dude.
I like squeeze your belly.
Yeah.
Touch your belly.
Okay, so I have a gist now with both of you, right? Isaac, what are you?
What
do you want
to
do?
Isaac's going to go to him tomorrow, and Isaac's going to tell him about how he waits until 1:30 in the morning, eats his whole entire meal of 200 grams of protein, and then goes to bed. And Isaac's going to hear why that's probably not the smartest thing to do.
And then you know what's going to happen.
And then he's gonna say,
I'm
oh my God.
I'm going to look down at him at all 5'10", 5 foot 10 inches of him, and I'm going to say, look at that. You know what that is? That's a bicep. I'm going to like, mess his hair up and leave.
Oh, shit.
Keep going, buddy. Hair.
Well, damn.
I'm not doing that, but
let me know if you need any help.
Yeah, I he's not gonna like anything I do, but that's okay because I do it my way.
I want to see you do that cardio workout. Put us through. That shit's hard.
I'll come after.
Yeah, dude. Tanner, tell him what your like the workout was that made you feel the weakest, and it was such a simple workout.
It was
so he had a fake building and had to climb it using like these like windows. I had to climb it using toilet plungers and I had to go up. Yeah.
I could do that. The hardest one was like, I think anything that had to do with legs, it was the squats. It was like, I swear, it was the first workout we had to do. And I did like a set of it and I started doing the other set. And I was like, oh my God, my legs are just giving out right now. Like, this is painful. And then you lowered the reps. I'm like, Jesus.
You said the high knees were like a pain in the ass, and I don't even blame you, bro.
High knees were kind of weird for me. It's like it's just a lot of movement.
Yeah.
A lot of movement I don't do.
When I go to like the gym when I'm not working out with him, I go to the gym and I do the stuff that he wants me to do, so that when I get to private training, it's easier.
Yeah.
So
I should do that.
Like,
I should actually do that.
Yeah. So like you get your body. So like the warm up, we start with it's 30 jumping jacks. 30 high knees, right? So you count like 30, so it's technically 60 total, right? Like
It's one per leg, or it's 30 per leg.
Three, 30 per leg.
Oh, fuck.
And then you do, and then it's 10 squats and then 10 push-ups. And you do that 3 times. Mm-hmm. That's your warm-up. And then for me, immediately after, he makes me go, and then Tanner was right after me, actually. So we went on the fan bike, right? So you're pushing with your hands while you're pedaling with your feet and it's blowing the air. And you have to get 1 mile in under 5 minutes.
What if you don't?
You're not gonna like it.
He's gonna be. Yeah.
You don't want to know. You just don't want it. Don't do it.
Hey, you don't get that.
But yeah, he was doing that fan bike. I was doing like the squats, and then we switched. And then I hated doing the plank stuff, like the core. That shit was
fuck
hard.
That.
Oh yeah, dude, he had Tanner and me doing like hand planks where we're on our hands, almost like a push-up position. But then there was there was cones in front of us, in the middle of us, and there would be a noise that would go off, and we would have to like one of us would really quickly have to grab the cone from the other person like in
while
the middle,
still in the plank,
and,
like
yeah, and the person who grabbed the cones 5 times. The other person would have to do 10 push-ups.
Oh, do you move it from under you to another place?
No, you just grab it and then put it back again. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not doing any weight at anything. It's just who can hold it and then, like, reach, grab, and then put it back.
Yeah, put it back.
So, I'm sorry, Tanner. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I kicked really my ass, bad. But it's all right.
But, yeah, I felt really bad.
He said my upper body was freaking awesome because I was just turning out push-ups. Like,
yeah,
easy.
Tanner was doing, like, all the push-ups. It was really
damn.
I did, like, over 120. Then I did like, the easy shit was the shoulders. That was kind of hurting because he made me restart an entire set because I had to go like all the way down when I was like doing like this. So yeah, he made me go like all the way down, all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also holding my legs up while doing the shoulder press. So it was like core and shoulders.
What?
It was crazy
for us.
Oh yeah.
Legs up doing a shoulder press.
Yeah. It's like the boat position. Your legs are up. And you're just doing shoulders. So it's like your abs are getting in. It's like all that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good though. So we're doing that. Ooh, and then and weird. Tanner's goal is to drop like 20 or 30 pounds right now.
Yeah, it? I'll drop like 30 pounds. F it.
Yeah.
F it. I'll drop 30. F it.
Yeah, that's obtainable as hell.
Oh, F it.
Within, I mean, not maybe within a month, but like a probably week. Definitely two months. It's definitely obtainable.
Definitely a week or two.
Mm-hmm. You think so? At least a week or two?
Yeah.
You think
you
so?
Guys can do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I can drop really? 30 in 2 months.
Yeah, that's actually you really can. Easy. 15 Dang. Pounds. Mm-hmm.
And you Dang. Can too, back at home.
I was going to say, hearing you boys talk about it, I'm like, dang, I need to get back on my shit. I'm just waiting on my car right now. I'm just waiting on my car.
Oh, yeah, your car's like not here.
My car's in the shop right now. I do Wait, have this gym right here, so it's really no excuse at the end of the day.
Yeah, you have no excuse, dude.
Yeah, no excuse at all. But none. I like to make excuses, so that's my excuse.
Yeah, but you have none, though.
Well, but I can make
one. Try and make one.
I did.
Let me see it. Let me hear it.
Car mechanic.
Car mechanic.
No, there's no excuse, bro.
There's no excuse. Though.
That doesn't count. Yeah, but try and make one.
I did.
Which okay, one?
Which one? Well, I also, I got to.
Because why you're struggling.
There's no excuse. There's none.
See?
Oh, man.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. These guys are tough. Even though we have a hard time like hanging out with each other handcuffed, we.
Oh, wow. Isaac, that saying? Was a, that
I slammed was the fucking door in my face. Yeah, that's crazy.
Come on, man.
That's
crazy. And then he tried to catch it up. Wow. Like, shoot, it's someone to be like, take this first.
Who cares? I'm sorry. That was
and I'm like this.
Let me patch you up.
Willie, I'm sorry.
Aww.
Willie.
What do you want?
Sorry.
You guys look like game characters that just got loot and you're trying it out.
It's like when you get bored in the game, you have all the good shit, and you're just like putting on whatever.
This is his only pay-to-win hat, just my pay-to-win goggle.
Yeah. This hat's actually worth a lot of Robux. So
this one actually, this one doubles all XP that you get ever.
Really?
Yeah, that one, this one doubles the damage.
This is a VIP. You only get it by subscribing to their subscription.
Yep.
Oh, so you got the Battle Pass one that everyone gets they buy the Battle Pass?
No. VIP, it's different.
VIP, yeah.
It's different.
It's above Battle Pass. Different.
It's above.
It's Diamond Tier.
Yeah.
Diamond Tier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it doubles our friendship.
Ouch. Yeah, I know. It's hurting me, too. Yeah,
I'm really in pain, man.
Don't take it off.
Hey.
I'm not.
We're not allowed to. We don't even have the key.
Why would we ever do that?
We don't have the key.
Oh, yeah. You guys put them back on.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah, sure.
No, yeah.
So
that's good though, because like my New Year's resolutions, I'll be real, have been total lackluster. I've not really put in any effort into like the Dude, only thing, on, and actually on. One of the things that I've combated right now that I am trying to combat is being an old man and taking a nap right now, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh my a God. Nap
right now, so right now nap is right the now. Time. Right now is the time that would happen. And so, like, I just like wind down and I'd be like,
oh my God.
And then
God.
I get up in a little bit. But
think about how we have all this other footage to record. And then by that time, we'll be done and we'll be able to chill and just be able to wind down. And it'll be the greatest day ever. Yeah. Right?
Not Does that for sound me. Good?
Oh, not for you? Why not?
Because I still gotta upload footage and then talk to editors.
Well, you know what's crazy? Like, I still don't know what fucking Isaac's resolutions were.
Oh, mine were reverse resolutions.
Yeah.
I'm drinking more. I'm eating more donuts. I'm not working out as much.
Yeah, picking his belly button and playing games.
Right. Mm. Well, I think one of the resolutions we should all do is go outside.
And what do you have to do outside besides just be outside?
Thank you.
Some hot dogs. Go to the river. You know,
pickleball.
Huh?
I'm bored. You want to walk somewhere?
Pickleball. What?
You want to walk like around and then go back in? They'll do a whole loop. Do the Tanner loop.
You guys right cannot. Now? Yeah. You guys cannot sit still.
No, I can't.
Dude, your hand weighs a billion pounds and is digging.
My hand weighs a billion pounds.
Yes, bro. God, it's digging into my
leg.
This is like normal. This is natural. This is perfect.
Yeah, this is true.
You guys literally are together having protection when you're doing it. We're raw as hell.
No, well, we didn't even choose these though.
Yeah. You guys are like, oh, let's get him these. And then you were like, oh, sweet. It's going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And then,
we
tried to make it like look funny.
And it totally backfired. And now they're able to enjoy it and we're not able to.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's actually, you know what? It's a very humbling experience.
Yeah, really love this idea.
This is the day in the life of people who are born with the same body.
Conjoined twins. Yeah.
Amoeba sisters.
You know who I do miss? You know who I miss a lot? Ooh, and what? I hope that he sends in. I miss Grunk. I really do.
Yeah.
But we're going to get to see him in a few weeks. Yeah. IRL.
You better be here fast.
Ow! Yeah.
No, it's going to be sweet to have that boy around here in Old Texas again. And that boy will be graduating soon as well. I feel like a parent.
Dude, what do we think he's going to do with his life?
He's going to be an astronomer, and he's going to discover a planet.
Yeah, I feel like, oh my God, I was dipping water into like cords that could have electrocuted us.
Oh, wow. Do you think that he's going to name a planet Grunk?
More like a moon. I feel like he would do a moon, not a planet. He's not very
Why is he discovering planets?
He's going to be an astronomer.
Astronomer? Yeah, astronomer.
Who the fuck told you guys that?
He did. He said he wanted to be an astronomer.
Wait, I thought he was an environmental studies major.
Yeah, he is.
Wait, so he's like just doing climate change stuff.
Yeah. Nothing to do with the planet.
Dude, can
but you know what? He took an astronomy class like last semester and he probably is
going to invent one. Yeah.
Can we talk about how close to being in World War III we are? Like, is it not on anyone else's mind but me?
I feel like that's just like the norm. I think we've been close to World War III for like 2 years now.
It has felt like it for a little minute because I remember there was like little scares every now and then. Isaac, what are you doing?
Wow, you are.
He does not care. He literally does not care about World War III at all.
That's what. Yeah, this is what it is. Like half the population and the other half population. It's like story all the way back there.
Well,
no, it has felt like it's been happening for a little minute, but it's been like the longest buildup.
It's bubbling. It's crudin'.
Like,
what are you guys going to do if we get drafted?
We don't. I don't.
What are you going to do if we get drafted?
Yeah, like where you want to meet up?
Oh, yeah, true. Where are we dropping? Where do we want to drop? Want to squat up?
Utah.
Yeah. No, it's going to be somewhere overseas, bro.
Oh, shit.
Probably overseas.
Utah?
I thought Utah Hawaii. Would be cool.
The Battle of Utah. Hawaii? Nah, they don't do nothing in Hawaii.
Let's go to Kuwait. Dropping Kuwait?
Kuwait?
Yeah, it's like on veteran mode over there.
No way we have beef with Kuwait.
I actually don't know. I don't know shit. So, and every single time I say something that's slightly wrong, I get grilled. So I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let's just talk about like fun and games and awesome. Wait, this is a real question. Nick, are you going to work out today?
Yeah. You were hoping I'd say no.
I think you were thinking about it. You almost said no. So that means
I was thinking about it, but
because we still got so much to record and then like, time to hit 10K steps.
Well, 10K steps is pretty straightforward. 10K, I'm telling you, 10K steps is about three speed. No, I don't. Check. But three speed doesn't matter the incline for 3 miles. Mm. That's an hour. Because 1 mile at three speed is 20 minutes on the treadmill. So you do that.
Check how many we've done.
Oh, on my phone?
Yeah, on your phone do you love?
I have not had my watch on me at all, so you know.
Health?
Yeah.
Did I do the health app?
Or fitness.
I think it's health app. Oh my God, dude. We did nothing today.
Oh.
Oh my God, Isaac. We only walked 3,700 steps.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, I'm being for realsies. Dude, we didn't walk at all today. It was a lot of climbing. It was
like 200.
We didn't walk a lot either. We were mostly in the house.
I think I'm at like 120 steps.
How does this make sense? I'm at 4,300.
We're
handcuffed together.
Oh, I remember why. Sense. Oh, wait, no, I don't remember why.
It makes no sense.
I was going to say, because remember last night when you and Tanner were walking around the island?
Oh my God, that was totally, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that was today. Like
no,
the
it
date.
Wasn't.
You know,
I'm gonna check that.
That was before. That was like before 11. I was trying to finish my steps in, and I started this convoy going around the kitchen, just doing a circle.
Look at the spike. Going.
Wow. Is that it? Let me see. That's when the convoy started.
Hey, so right here, yeah, the middle finger right here on the phone is around the time when I started marching around the counter with Tanner to try and hit 10K steps with him.
We marched for like 20 minutes.
It was like fucking 35.
Dude, it was, you know what it was like? It was the equivalent on land of if we were all in a pool and we were trying to make a whirlpool.
We were trying to make a whirlpool, yeah.
Oh.
We're in the,
okay. Everyone's like running in circles.
It's like when we went to go get pizza and we got the little soda and then we were like spinning it.
Yep.
I put it on my Instagram story. It was so cool. So cool. I love it.
Oh, hell no. Nah. What are you yawning for? What you yawning for?
Right now too.
Yo, what you yawning for? Yo. So we need some gamer subs for you guys.
Yo, what is that? We need some gamer subs.
Yo. Hip. Yo.
Least obvious ad placements.
Yo, your nuts are hairy. Yo, we need some Manscaped for this guy. Hey, we need some
Yo, this guy's surfing the web unprotected. Yo.
Yo, we need some more VPN. Yo.
No.
VPN, where you at?
I don't trust no VPN. I don't trust no fucking buddy.
I don't trust nobody either. Mm-mm.
Dude, I'll say this now. Being attached to Isaac all day, I've touched your butt like 4 times.
You know, I haven't touched Larry's butt at all today.
No, not at all, really.
When did you touch my butt?
Weirdly enough.
When did I touch your butt?
You did. You grabbed my butt as I was trying to get in your stupid fucking car.
Did I do that?
It's been interesting. I got to say that me and Tanner have been in this like harmonic flow state with our like it's like when I move, he also moves, but like there's no yanking, there's no pulling. It's been like a
it's like when we share the same thought, like the brain neuron is like move arm,
and we're just like, and it's attached to this, so it's like quick. You know, it's a quick response kind of thing. So.
Yeah, ours is like ours resistor.
Yank or get yanked.
Oh
well, it's usually Isaac that just pulls, and I'm like, dude, chill.
Isaac, are you pulling? True.
Don't fucking listen to him. Don't
did pull ups together. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
We did do pull ups.
Was somebody right here, and then somebody was right here, and you guys were just doing it together?
Yeah,
okay.
We're like this close to pull ups.
We did. We did a little bit of someone. Tanner was hitting the treadmill. I was doing the rower as best as I could.
You guys could have done. You guys did that.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty awesome.
It was good. Do that? Yeah.
He was rowing. I was just walking on incline. Yeah. It was good.
Though unfortunately, I had to row with one arm. So yeah. I have one stronger arm. Slightly
and then we
stronger.
Curled one dumbbell together.
We curled one dumbbell.
We move as one. We eat as one. We bleed as
we
one.
We did a. We did shoulder press. That was not that fun.
No, that sucked.
Yeah, we had to share a seat, and you know, this guy and his humongous fucking ass cheeks.
Look at me. I look like a state trooper.
Yeah, wait. Turn sideways. Cassius, turn to me. Turn towards me. Do the chin.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, mean.
Just a mean dog.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wants body to give me off. A ticket.
Body cam off. Cassius Thundercock. Body cam off. Yeah, well, what's a body cam? Get that.
Body cam off. You look like those Atlanta straight troopers.
Oh, GSP, Georgia State Police.
Yes,
the second military of the United States.
Yes.
Yeah.
The secret, like they're like the mercenaries of the United States.
Bro, GSP does more than Homeland Security. There, I said it.
They do.
They will kill you. They don't care.
And they will.
They literally do not care.
They'll pit maneuver you, and you will like toss your car.
And then they'll mag dump into your car and then tell you to get on the ground.
Me and Tanner had a night when we were watching these like car chase videos, and it was so funny because it would be it would be a really crazy chase, right? They're going through like these schools and they're driving like on the yard of the schools, and like, damn, we can't just walk out and get hit. We're like, what the hell could cause somebody to go like that crazy, right? And we were kind of like, we were thinking like, oh, dude, he's probably like drunk and whatever. Gets arrested. We see the fines. He's got like 3 assault rifles, hella cocaine, hella like all these drugs. All these were like, damn.
Like, yeah, that's fucking crazy. I'd run too. Easily.
And then it shows another clip, and it's the same thing. It's like this guy. He's like in Georgia, and he stops and he runs into the woods, and the cops have to chase after him. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are they doing so much? Just stop, bro. Like, you're not gonna escape. And then he gets caught, and it's like. Hella heroin, hella fucking, like, it's all, it's like the craziest shit.
Like, it gets worse. I'm like, dude.
It's like, okay. And then the next one, it's like, this guy's going crazy again, whatever. Like, oh my God, he's probably got like 2 babies in there, a decapitated man. Like, it's probably the worst shit ever. And then it's like weed. And it's, of course, like GSP fucking, you know, breaking their shit in and all that. And
yeah.
Good. It was so good.
Fucking but awesome.
They're not
comparable to Austin Police Department. Austin Police Department's so useless.
Like, what do you guys do all day?
Dude, they don't do shit all day. They just pull you over for not having a front plate, and that's
okay,
it.
Well,
there's some shootings.
Oh.
Recently. Disagreements, civil disagreements. They're not incredibly useless, maybe a little bit. When they're on the fucking highway and they pull you over for not having a license plate on the front, that makes you useless. Go put yourself to work.
Yeah, I think that all of my experience with Austin PD has not been like amazing, but it's not been like horrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just been like the kind of like, this was the most useless. You're just wasting my time. It's just turned into a waste of time.
Does it feel like Old Town sheriffs? Where
those Old Town sheriffs, the ones that sit, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Those little tiny towns in the middle of the fucking speed limit goes from 75 miles an hour to 55 to 25. Yeah. And they sit right at the 25. Yeah, bro. They sit at the 25 mile an hour freaking speed limit, and they're like,
"You're
waiting
going 55 in the 35 that we put here.
We did this on purpose, guys. And you're doing it. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you're in my town. You go by my speed.
You had 10 feet to slow down 50 miles an hour. That's gonna be around $250 too.
Yeah, $250. Yep. All right, you can go 100 miles. I'm playing with you. Go 25 miles an hour. Oh, you went 25 miles an hour above.
Dude, one of my worst fears when doing road trips is like. For example, if I get like falsely pulled over and I want to plead like not guilty, you have to go back to court at that fucking state.
Oh,
unless they do it online now because of COVID.
I just I would just avoid them.
Yeah.
You think they would do it online?
Yeah. Absolutely. Unless they're being like petty or something like that. But like everyone, dude, I've seen so many Zoom ones. There was one. Yeah, I remember that old one where, what is it? What is it happening? What is he doing?
I don't know. Hey. Oh, Isaac wants to do something fun. Okay, here we go. Everybody watch. For the listeners at home, we're about to do
Wow, look at that.
Aww. Ow. So sorry. I am so sorry. That did not... See, look what happens when you try and have fun.
Thank goodness we're not like that.
Thank God we're perfect.
Goodness me.
Look, I gave into the temptation.
Yeah. We're
kind of jinxing it.
I hope you guys get it horrible.
We're probably going to get it really bad, yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn, they agreed on our deaths.
Yeah, because you guys are like having way too much fun and we're struggling. Yeah. There's going to be in this video, there's going to be a great dynamic of suffering and...
The contrast is going to be really great.
Yeah,
playing in a field of like roses versus
now,
like
it goes back to my question, why?
Yeah, why? Well, you'll see.
What?
Because you guys had fun and we didn't.
Oh, I mean, I guess.
Yeah,
I really did just have fun today.
What? An attitude change isn't going to change the fact that I got kicked out of Dick's Sporting Goods by someone who's 5'2".
Jeez.
This is like third height.
The height,
hurt,
yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Hey, this is for you, lady.
Whoa. Chill out.
This is for you, for the Quick Trip guy that took a picture of this.
Aww. Yep. You guys had the best day ever, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It was chill.
Yeah,
we
clotheslined an entire family. So we were running through the mall away from that old fart and we just held our arms out and we just,
oh, just cut their head off
clean.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we took a pit stop to Zoomies.
Nice.
As you should.
Zoomies. I thought, wait, no. I thought you guys went to,
Spencer's.
Yeah.
We went to Spencer's.
Yeah. Well, I lied. I said Zoomies.
Oh, but I see.
You caught me.
Okay. You caught me. Yeah. That's fine. No, it's fine.
Good job.
Yeah,
good job.
Dude, we were so defeated. Too, we were
by
like,
the way, I found out recently that Spencer's was like a store. Like, I thought Spencer's was like Zoomies, where it was like a bunch of graphic t-shirts and like, you know, just like little merch things. I didn't know it was like, you know, chains and a lot of BDSM.
Dude, there was Deep Throat. There's flavor Deep Throat Lube.
Mmm.
It was banana flavor.
And they just had it at the mall.
Dude, the best thing of it all, in the same store that sells Deep Throat flavored lube, they sell Rammy plushies.
Yes. What? There was a fucking Rammy plushie like sign right there. We walk in and the lube is in the same store.
Yeah, no
crazy.
Way. Jay Schlatt is selling his Rammy plushies.
Yeah, him and Has Been Hotel.
Nice.
That's just asking for trouble. Oh. Get one Rammy plushie, one
lube. One can of lube.
One dragon dildo.
What?
Oh. Go to town.
Just have some fun tonight.
Let's get lost tonight.
No, it's okay. No, I'm good on that one.
You don't want to get lost tonight in Spencer's.
Let's get lost tonight.
No.
On a Rammy plushie.
Spencer's.
Oh, there goes let's get your lost head, tonight dude. In Spencer's in the flavored lube aisle with a Rammy plush.
Yes. Nick, lift up your hair a little bit. Sorry, just a quick little. Yeah. I'm just okay.
It's beautiful.
Nice blue bandana
brothers.
On the Willy Boy.
Yeah. Yep.
With some sunglasses. I mean, you wear sunglasses, though. That's fine.
Yeah, I normally wear sunglasses. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, and then my hair was just kind of like getting my face today. Yeah. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's just, let's try something different, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you guys were out and about, so I get it.
Yeah.
You don't want to get sick either.
No. Which, you know, reminds me, it's like, I feel like this kind of leads into the next topic. It's like, you end up becoming kind of like the people you hang around a lot, you know? Like, I'm noticing a lot of similarities between you guys, like your mannerisms. Isaac and I have repeated and said the same. We said sandwiches. Jinx, remember?
Fuck.
All right, one more time. 1, 2, 3. Tacos. Dude, what the hell? Again. 1, 2, 3. Burgers. Sandwiches. Dude, what? Or one more time. 1, 2, 3. Sandwiches. Turkey. Bro, come on. Okay, anyway.
Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Sandwiches.
No, 1, 2, 3. Oh. Salmon.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Cheetos.
Oh my god.
You waited, you shit.
Dude, I don't think you waited. I think that was real.
Cheetos.
Okay. Ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1, Lay's.
Okay, we have to try again.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Burger.
Come on, man.
Okay. And a little bit slower, too. It's a little bit slower. Okay. I like that one. All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Hot fries.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. Wait, did you guys take off the, let me see your chain. Is it on still, the handcuffs? Oh, okay.
No, we got it.
No, it's right here.
Oh, they took it off.
No, I was just, because like they unlinked. They got everything.
That click went off.
I know, it hurts.
The beagle?
The beagle off? No.
We actually we lost the key and everything.
Yeah. That is very rough.
Do that. Sorry. Oh, I'm
Christ.
Really hungry. And fuck. Yeah.
I'm just going to take this off if you want.
That's all I want to say.
Okay.
You're really hungry, you said?
Yeah. You want
to stand up and do it?
No, I can do it. What are you about to do?
Okay. None.
What is he about to do? What is that? What is that?
Nuh-uh.
For what, dude? You didn't even get sick.
You don't want to get
dude,
sick.
Dude, which one's which?
I'm going to make sure.
Who's who?
God damn it, dude. How's this happening?
You're about to watch a noob mistake.
Oh, dude. Okay, Nick. If you always look like this, bro.
I would hate you. If you were faceless, too, and like, oh, my God.
Oh, this would be such a... Oh, that would be horrible.
I'm doing this to prevent myself from getting sick.
Oh, dude. Well, I mean, it'll work out, I guess. Yeah. You just look...
Imagine I have a fucking
barbed wire tattoo. We had two faceless guys on the group.
Faceless bandana thugs.
Oh man.
Just twin brothers.
Gosh. Twin brothers always like handcuffed to each other and
Dude, we're the reckless ones. I can feel I want to just do something horrible.
You get it now.
Not like horrible too or something. Like I just want to like do something.
Like wholesome, you know? Like it's like wholesome,
I just want to mess with Tanner really bad. Like I want to fuck with everybody and flip everybody off. And I want to be a nuisance and a pain in the ass to deal with. And I want to be grumpy. Yeah. And I can see the appeal to being a piece of shit in this. Yeah.
Guys. Isn't that really nice and sweet? I have to be handcuffed to this fucking nut for another 12 hours.
For some reason, I've lost my appetite and I think I'm going to gain it at 1 o'clock in the morning. And eat 200 grams of protein.
Why are you nodding your head?
No.
What about you guys? How do you feel?
I mean, we still feel normal.
Yeah.
I could take
a nap.
Oh, really?
I could take a nap right now.
Yeah, for how long?
For at least 8 hours.
Oh, really?
Yep. Mm. I could go for a Chipotle bowl.
What?
Oh, I could eat a Chipotle bowl, take a nap for 8 hours.
No Chipotle bowl.
I know I can't, but I could.
Mm-mm.
But I could. No, like I low key could, though. I wouldn't, but I could.
I must inform you, Nick. I must inform you. I've been a bad influence.
You need to stop that shit.
I've been a bad influence.
You're starting to piss me off.
It's just that we had a really horrific meal. A little bit of it. We actually really, I don't even think we ate it.
I just had a banana and that bullshit in a bowl that we made.
That's like, what's
going on?
We just had some
I went from looking like Matt Stoney to looking like Marley, like the Siege content creator. like that profile pic.
In the hair. Like,
what the hell's going on?
Oh, dude. You look like a Minecraft YouTuber.
You do.
Oh, you know, you look like fucking Jelly Bean.
Oh, thank my God. I was going to say that.
Thank you, bro.
Oh, shoot.
Thank you, Arthur. Okay. Hell yeah.
Well, you guys.
Ow!
Sorry.
We got.
See?
I do have to urinate as well.
So that means.
Ooh. So that means we should probably. We should probably
wrap this up because we have shit to do.
We have daylight. We have
more recording.
Yeah. We have more to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, if this podcast confused you, it will make sense in due time.
It will. Mm-hmm.
But for now, we will see you in Valhalla. And
we'll see you guys back in Valhalla. We'll see you guys.
Rest easy now, guys. Take it from here.
Why are you frowning? Do you not want to be in Valhalla?
What are you doing?
What is it, T?
Scratching my back. I got you. Oh, I got you.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Anna for realsies, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for watching. We have a video to continue recording.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We'll be at it. We're going to go urinate. We're going to go trying to get ourselves out of this fucking pickle that we're in right now. And we'll catch y'all on the flip side next week. Ooh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
Ugh, all right.
Speaking like you.
Wow.
Now. Oh, my God. Okay. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your weekends. We will catch y'all later. Yeah. We'll see y'all later. Let's bro fist it out, y'all. Oh, this is a double fist. Dick. You ready? Isaac, you gotta. No, Isaac. Push. Isaac, you gotta. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Here we go.
The fist of truth.